Well, hello there and welcome back. This is a special session for our Revelation podcast as we are talking about what is Hades as it compares to heaven and where do the believers and unbelievers go after they die here physically on earth but prior to the resurrection from the dead. Now, most of us understand that once a believer dies physically here on earth, that their body goes into the ground and that their soul or spirit then goes to heaven. And we've heard heaven referred to as paradise by Jesus. He says that to the thief on the cross when he tells the good thief that he will be with him in paradise after he dies. And so for the most part, we as Christians understand that when we die, our body goes to the earth, our soul goes to heaven. And typically what I have found is that most Christians kind of stop there and they don't fully recognize that heaven is a temporary place for the soul that is with the Lord and is joyful and, like I said, compared to paradise, but it is not the end place that we go. Revelation gives us a picture, and so does Daniel and Ezekiel, of a resurrection from the dead, a second resurrection that all people will undergo, and then those who are believers in Christ, whose names have been written in the book of life, will go to the new creation. The book of Revelation also tells us in chapter 20 that those who do not believe in Jesus will then be thrown into the lake of fire, which is called the second death, and that is their ultimate end. But again, we come back to this idea of, well, what happens in between? We know what happens for the believers. What about the non-believers? And this comes up in Revelation chapter 20 because it mentions that death and Hades itself are thrown into the lake of fire. And so we wrestle with, well, what is this Hades? And what we know is that from Greek philosophy and mythology, Hades is the proper name for the god of the underworld. It's also the name for the underworld. That carries over into the New Testament because of the process of Hellenization. Greek philosophy and thought and language got transferred over and adopted. And so you see it actually pop up in the New Testament a number of times. And most of the times when Hades is referred to, it means simply the grave. So throughout the entire book of Revelation, as it mentions Hades, we're to think of it as the grave. So the grave gave up its dead. The grave, along with death, was thrown into the lake of fire because there's going to be no more death in the new creation. So there's no need for graves, and death is gone. Now, in other places in the New Testament, Hades takes on a slightly different meaning. It has this meaning more of kind of an underworld for the dead. And this comes out of Luke chapter 16. It's a parable called The Rich Man and Lazarus. And it goes like this. This is Luke 16, verse 19. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. So we see that in Hades, it seems to be, based on this parable, a place where those who die with unbelief, where their souls go. We know in Revelation that ultimately the souls and the resurrected bodies of unbelievers are thrown into the lake of fire or hell. But just as believers, when they die here on earth, their soul goes to heaven for a temporary time period, it seems as though those who are unbelievers, also their souls go to Hades for a temporary time. What we also discover is that Hades is a place of torment. The rich man is in Hades where he was in torment. And we also seem to have this picture that in some way the two can see each other, or at very least, you know, interact with each other. And but yet there's this great chasm between the two which separates them so that one can never travel from Hades to heaven or heaven to Hades. They're fully separated. And so we come to understand that, you know, Hades really is this temporary place for the souls of unbelievers. It's very consistent also with what we find in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there's a Hebrew word, Sheol, which refers to the graves in many cases, but also refers to this underworld or a place of the dead. And it would seem from Luke 16 that, you know, it all fits together with what's presented in the Old Testament of Sheol, as well as here in Luke 16 and then in Revelation as well. One of the challenges of this Luke passage, though, is that we need to be careful not to build an entire doctrine on one passage of Scripture. And there's not a whole lot of Scripture on Hades that details it out. Luke 16 is our best passage. And so we want to make sure that we're looking at all of the different accounts of Hades and making sure that what is contained in this parable is also in line with the rest of Scripture. There are some people who look at this and say, well, this is a parable. It's a story. We don't want to build an entire solid, you know, framework and structure around or off of it for Hades and for heaven. But I do believe that this view of Hades provided in Luke 16 gives us insight and warning to what is to come for non-believers. It also works well with Revelation chapter 20 and the account that we are given there. It makes sense in light of what Jesus teaches to the thief while on the cross, that today he will be with him in paradise, that is heaven. And so I think it really does fit together very, very nicely.